It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
In the great city of Chicago, look at how business gets done with the boss. Each week, CEOs and the like talk about how they do what they do. And this is brought to us by who?
Signature Bank.
And aren't you one of their fine customers at Signature Bank?
I am a customer at Signature Bank.
Can we get your account number? Maybe give that out.
Yeah, I'll give it out, and maybe we can play a game. I'll guess my account number.
This one is, makes me giddy, because David Pillsbury is part of Club Corps and the CEO there. And David, Club Corps is one of your major golf companies, not just in this country, but in the world. And David, just on behalf of all golfers, thanks for doing God's work in this area.
Well, it's our pleasure. We appreciate it, and thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Appreciate you being on. Now, $10 million is a lot to spend on redoing any banquet/restaurant facility. When you have a meeting that says, "Yeah, we'll throw $10 million at this," that's a lot of money.
Well, you know, we're much more than a golf club company, and we've got 162 fantastic country clubs. We actually are in the process of transitioning to calling them lifestyle clubs, which is much more descriptive of what they are. And we've got 38 of these magnificent city clubs like the Met in Chicago, and it really is an important part of rounding out the whole lifestyle experience. As you know, we've got the Mid-America Club and the City Club. We've got at the Met, we've got two downtown city clubs in Chicago. I think it sort of signifies the importance of the great city of Chicago. But the Met is a pretty special place. I mean, you know, we've been there since 1974. It's kind of a centerpiece, really, of what we stand for in the new Club Corp. The renovation really, I think, represents all that Chicagoans are looking for, and we're pretty excited about it.
David, the private club industry has changed a lot in the last couple of years. You think about some of the newcomers and the expectations for customers. I think of what's happening in some of the more hipper neighborhoods in Chicago, the West Loop and other places, where the idea of the club or the membership to a club has completely changed. Do you see that as a sign of the times, and Club Corps and specifically the Met need to change to upgrade to catch up to 2018?
Yeah, I would say this. I would say here's what's the same. Here's what hasn't changed. People want to belong to a community. They aspire to be a part of something, to gather with other people with similar interests, to network, to fellowship with their friends, and to be in an environment where they feel like they've got some exclusivity, some privilege, some access. And what we give them is all of that, plus the ability to access this broader network of more than 200 clubs. Yeah. That hasn't changed. That's been the same for a long time. What's changed is our people's tastes. They're looking for a little more excitement, a little more edge. That old environment that was more sort of more staid, traditional look is still relevant, but what's become more relevant is more of a contemporary feel. So it's really about keeping up with the changing tastes of the member base. And as millennials kind of come into the pipeline here as new members, their tastes are a little different than the tastes of someone like me, a baby boomer, you know? And we're really just trying to make sure that our clubs really reflect the tastes of our consumer base, but also maintain that tradition of creating this environment that people really aspire to be a part of.
Well, the baby boomer side, comfortable chairs
yeah, exactly.
For guys
exactly.
Like us, David, you and I. Justin, last word.
David, the demographics, when you are a CEO of a company like this and you have several different clubs, private clubs, it used to be you were going after a certain clientele. Does that have to change? And if it does change, how do you manage that?
It's a great question. It does have to change because, you know, in the traditional golf club world, it was really only about golf. And now golf is still the centerpiece, and that's very important in the lifestyle club environment. But what's also important are all of the other amenities. Fitness, for example, has become much more important. It is almost a required amenity, and not just like, you know, your Express Hotel fitness facility where there's, you know, three treadmills and no room to turn around. I mean, like a real fitness facility. And so we're spending a lot of energy and money on making sure that we're providing, you know, cutting edge fitness for all of our members, because that is a reflection of the changing tastes of the demographic base that we appeal to. So that's just an example of how we adjust, and we'll have to continue to adjust. I mean, things like, you know, wine selection and great value in food and beverage and celebrity chefs and, you know, interesting menu items, all of that is becoming more and more important, and we're obviously having to make those adjustments as a company in order to appeal to the broadest group of potential members.
The Metropolitan, founded in 1974, Club Corps proud family member, and the grand reinvention is on display starting tomorrow night, 7 to 10. It's accessible, too. You would think a $10 million redo would cost you $100,000 to get into this thing, but not so much, David. Not so much.
That's exactly right. Well, we welcome everyone. We want everyone to see it. It's a great community asset. It's an affordable membership and something that anybody that's interested in business, anybody that's interested in networking in Chicago should be a part of it.
67th floor at the Willis Tower starts at $49. That's great. And where do people get tickets?
They can get tickets online, actually.
Okay, just Google it up. Just Google it up, the Metropolitan.
Just Google it up. It's right there for you.
All right, listen, thanks for coming on and talking about your business a little bit. How good a golfer are you with all that golf experience?
Well, you know, the challenge with me is I don't get to play much. So I'm about a 16 handicap. That's the great thing about golf, right? I can compete with a 4 handicap. That's what makes it such a great game. So anytime you guys want to tee it up at one of our clubs in Chicago, let me know.
Yeah, and thanks for coming on. I appreciate all the information.
All right, guys. Thank you.
David Pillsbury, the boss at Club Corps.